Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the 5th anniversary. This is Austin Theory, and you're listening to WrestleCast Radio all day.
Hey, hello to all my friends of WrestleCast Radio. This is Flip Gordon, and I'm very excited to introduce you to one of my favorite wrestling radio shows.
Hey, what's up, guys, from WrestleCast Radio. This is Humberto Carrillo, WWE Superstar.
You are listening to WrestleCast Radio.
El Latino está en la casa, baby. Welcome to WrestleCast Radio.
Hello there, this is the Aerial Assassin, Will Ospreay, coming from you live from the Tokyo Dome in Japan. And you are listening to WrestleCast Radio.
What's going on? This is the man of the hour, Leo Rush, the 24-year-old piece of gold himself. And you are officially listening to WrestleCast Radio.
Shit. Time to get down, y'all. Time to get down, get funky. With your boy, Two Cold Scorpio. Get ready to open up this show live right here on the WrestleCast Radio. That's right. So if y'all already don't know, now you know. This is your boy, Two Cold, and I'm ready to get funky. So everybody out there, turn it up. Let's do this.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know what time it is. It is Wrestle Kingdom Preview Night 1. We are going live right before Tokyo Dome. Obviously, we got to get that Japanese commentary going on in the house here. I'm getting myself situated. I'm behind me on the fire stick. We got a full show. The Rambo is back. Thank Jeeves. I cannot wait for this. We got six solid matches here tonight. Leading into night two, in a way, is the first time I've not felt like it's an actual Wrestle Kingdom card. And I don't mean to, like, crap on night two. But before we preview night one, I'm just looking at night two. And two of the things I'm really interested in seeing, Tam Nakano and Mayu Iwatani and Siori and Julia, isn't on the show. I do not give a damn about the King of Pro Wrestling four-way. Taguchi and Master Wato, if they win titles, I mean, get the hell out of here with that. Jordan's over here. Nobody loves Wato. I mean, Shingo Kaba will be fun. Sonata and Evil might be the match that turns me to narco. I'm not going to lie. I kind of want it to be Ishimori Phantasmal so Hiromu can move up, but I really don't care about that. And, I mean, Jay White against whoever, I mean, yeah, it's going to be good, but it's weird that this is the first time, like, a Wrestle Kingdom, I'm just kind of like, yeah, it's going to be a fun show. Like, it'll be really good. Like, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of really good stuff, but it's nothing compared to what they're giving us night one, Alex. And that's what night two scares me about. What do you think?
I mean, if Nate Sudfeld can take the field, I think we might have better hope for night two. But night one, like you were just saying, a tremendous looking card. The more I look at it, yes, I would swap a few matches here and there, but we can't have Shingo Takagi kind of steal the show night one, as he might definitely tomorrow night on night two with his match as he defends the never open heavyweight or open weight championship against Jeff Cobb. But night one, wow.
Do you think maybe they should have took Sonata and Evil and put it on night one and put Okada Ospreay on night two? Would that have helped?
I don't know about for ticket sales since everything got capped, since Japan is in a definite state of emergency at the moment. But I don't know. I do feel night one is a little overstuffed, where again it could just be a one night show, you know, in a way. Maybe you throw, you know, the the shingle match on the first night, and you have one night of Wrestle Kingdom, which I think a lot of people would thoroughly enjoy. Spreading it out more, you know, you get your King of Pro Wrestling match with, you know, Fale, I believe, is in it. I have no idea.
No,
a bunch of X's there.
The there's nobody. So the Rambo, which will be starting, I don't know, sometime in the next hour, that will be the final four participants in the Rambo will be in that match tomorrow night.
Ah.
So that's kind of how that's going to go. It's whoever the final four is in the Rambo.
I love how Okada has made one of the worst games ever with the King of Pro Wrestling idea.
Yeah, if I'm in the Rambo, I'm just going to go sit in the corner. Or roll under the ring and hide under the apron or something. You know what I mean?
What, just like Nate Sudfeld did until he was called in into the game?
Nate Sudfeld. Now, was that the Patriots? No, is he there?
The Eagles.
Eagles. How about
the game when they had the chance
to
win? Yeah. How about that? I love how you did call out, by the way, that we did call that, I don't know, like 3 years ago, 4 years ago now, probably.
In the kitchen of my old home, and we would call them the Washington football team.
Yeah.
Take that, everyone else.
Jerks.
We said we will not reform to bigotry. With them damn team.
I'm just kidding. pretty sure we said some less than that.
We did, but that's not the point.
Oh, okay.
The point is, I'm talking about Joan over here playing Call of Duty, rocking and rolling. By the way, anybody who's close to him playing Warzone is going to hear the podcast or hear the live stream, because every time I'm talking, it says Kento Miyahara on the side of the game for him. So people are going to be like, hey, man, can you shut up? But, you know, I mean, what do you want in the Rambo? I mean, let's just start at the Rambo here. I mean, who's your final
Ishii pick? And Suzuki just duking it out. Goto, he's going to get thrown out number two.
I think Goto's going to win one of the spots.
No, Sho's going to come out. He's going to show off what he can do with all those heavy vets into the Rambo there. Maybe he knocks Tenzan out, you know, as he's about to enter the ring. He's still on the apron, and Sho just muscles him out, and Tenzan's like, oh, he just heads to the back. That's my prediction.
Do we want to, like, if we were to look for the best case scenario for the four-way tomorrow, do we want to have Ishii, Goto, Sho, and Suzuki be the four winners?
Yeah, that's your main event. You swap everything around. You wear Stardom matches and you throw that king. If you really want to get over the King of Pro Wrestling gimmick, that's what you do.
Yeah.
You make that
you
the main with those four dudes in there. Boom.
And then you
book
take
it.
Sonata and Evil and give them the opener like 8 minutes.
Ooh.
That
if it was Dragon Gate, that would be an honor. So what
that's
are you
true.
Saying?
I'm saying
at WrestleMania, that would be an honor. Look at Jericho Regal.
Look, Sonata and Evil are not Jericho Regal. There's no one in Dragon Gate. Look, give me a member of the Dragon Gate roster, and I'll tell you if I'd rather watch them over Sonata or Evil.
Kaito Ishida.
Come on. Like, I was going to throw, like, would you rather watch Shachioko Boy or Evil?
No, but that first one was.
I think I'm going Shachioko Boy if he's going to come out doing the uncomfortable air guitar to piss off Kness.
I'd watch that just to show see him piss off Kano there. Speaking of pissed off, did you have a chance to open that link I sent you, sir?
I did. It looks like Alex, why don't you break the news here?
Yeah, so according to Wrestling Observer and one Brian Rose here and Dave Meltzer, of course, he's confirming that New Japan Pro Wrestling is very close to an English language television deal. Deal is close enough that announcement could come at any time, even rumors, as I first saw the news break over a Puro Facebook page site there, saying that an announcement could be the next day or so during Wrestle Kingdom weekend, even though it's the beginning of the week. Ryan, what do you feel about Kazuchika Okada making his return to Spike TV.
Oh, man.
AKA Paramount Network. But
he would have a better run on Spike TV with this than he did the first time when he's playing the Green Hornet sidekick, Kato.
What about better than Raw when they were on Spike? Do you remember that? Fat Triple H era?
That was the handlebar mustache. Yeah, when he thought he was Lemmy.
Thought he was. He is Lemmy. Do you think he has his ashes somewhere?
Oh, he might. Like at the funeral, he's like, "Can I keep the ashes?"
I'm Sickle H.
I'll put him on my mantle.
Oh no, he seems like he'd be cool. Have you, I mean, he's into that music you're into. You wouldn't headbang with him?
I would not headbang with Triple H.
What about El Phantasmo?
Yeah, Phantasmo, I'd be going.
Are you excited for his new theme music that he officially finally got licensed as we were, of course, all swerved by getting the mute, our mute on during the J Cup there a couple of weeks back? What do you expect from LP's theme? And do you think it might hinder Hiromu Hiromu Takahashi's performance night one as the winner of the Super J Cup, taking on the winner of the Best of the Super Junior 27 this year? Ryan, what are your thoughts?
I'm really intrigued for this match because El Phantasmo comes from that Will Ospreay type of lineage where he wants to steal the show, and he knows what he's going to be playing against tonight. So he knows that he's going to have a lot to do, but I think in a good way, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Hiromu is always going to be, you know, he's Hiromu. That's all he's going to want to do. So these guys are going to go hard. A part of me kind of, we talked a little bit before, I kind of would like to see Phantasmo win so we could start that Bullet Club Civil War again and kind of see what's going to happen with Jay White and Evil. Are they finally going to put Jay White into that babyface role and get him main eventing with it or slow build him again? Because you've got, I mean, he's the guy. Even though he's great as a heel, like, you don't have to do it. But also, that would speculate to me that Hiromu was moving up.
Yes.
And I would
Which
love
would be a good win, I think.
Oh, I mean, remember how great Hiromu and Ishii was? No fans?
Oh, Hiromu versus, you know, all the opponents in the New Japan Cup this year just showed what he can do. But yes, him and Ishii, no better phrase to say it, going ham on each other with the vicious chops and headbutts. It was a great... what's the word? A great imagery of savagery that, you know, the junior was willing to take to prove that he belongs on any level in the wrestling business. And it was wonderful to kind of see. Even Shingo, you know, when they kind of Takagi, when they were showing him as the a junior, just rewatching him in Okada from October 10th at G1 this year, or last year, 2020. Was just a good matchup. You could see kind of his quote-unquote junior, you know, type of style there, but with overt and brutality that he's known as a heavy, even though I still call BS on calling the match, but still thoroughly enjoyed it. But going back to this junior clash here, Rambo, that's the pre-show, like you stated, right? So the first match.
I would try to have more analysis of the Rambo, but they don't tell you who's in the Rambo, and for the fact that...
Do they say who's in it? I don't even know who's in it. That's why I kind of like
mystery people.
Went through it. Is Tenzan going to show up?
Well, here's the way I look at it is, the Rambo this year, with COVID, you can't really bring people in, so it's just going to be everybody that's not booked.
Yeah.
So, like... There's nothing like, that's where I look at it going, okay, we said the four guys that we want to see the next night in a match. I don't want to see Bushi win. I don't want to see Yano win. I don't want to see
What about
Despy?
Evan performing. No, he won't be in it.
Yeah, he's in the show the next night. Yeah. So it's like, with those people, I guess that's kind of where I want to go. Like, I want Ishii two times.
Yes.
So yeah, it's just, I don't know. I mean, do they try to bring back some talent maybe that's inside of Japan, maybe?
Who would you have in mind besides, you know, Mara Fuji just randomly showing up in random promotions in 2020?
That's probably where they end up going, you know, like, you know, here comes Shiro Koshinaka, who was big in the 90s and things like that. So, no, I don't know.
What about the Japanese Undertaker that showed up in the, what was that, All Japan show? I said he was the Japanese, oh my God, the KISS member.
Oh,
it was Dragon Gate, because it was the first time he was there in like 16 years.
Oh, Taru.
What if he shows up?
That would suck.
Him and Minoru Suzuki? Just, oh, man. Suzuki murder him, do you think?
They probably had some drinks in their day together. You know, like I'm guessing like, it'll be like Fale and Chase Owens will be in it, and Doki will be in it, and Tenzan, like you said, and I don't know, maybe out of retirement comes Manabu Nakanishi just to get rolled up, and I'm sure we'll get a healthy dose of Ren Narita, Gabriel Kidd, Yumi Nomura, you know, a healthy
Any other young that. Lion coming back from excursion to make a surprise appearance?
I think the only other one that was on excursion is Narita, and I think he came back with everyone else from the dojo.
Okay, nice, nice.
Because I don't know what Shota Umeno's doing.
I didn't know Narita was sticking around on excursion. That's good to know that he's back.
Yeah, I'm sure he came with all of those guys just because they're like, well, we're probably not sure what's going to happen, so let's just, you know what I mean? Like, let's just bring you back so you can at least work.
Ace Frehley, yeah, sorry. Taru looks like he's the Ace Frehley of a Japanese cover band. That's what it was.
Who you got, Hiromu or Phantasmo?
I think us as the audience, I think we're going to be treated really well. I can't really wait to see the antics to get from each of them to get under their opponent's skin there. It's going to be a fun match. Just like you, though, I kind of want to see a Bullet Club v. Bullet Club on night two. And I think anything for Takahashi to move up to the heavies, I think is a good way to pass it to El Phantasmo. Rewatching Hiromu and Will Ospreay from last year at Wrestle Kingdom 14, tremendous bout. Even the significant other was watching along with me going, holy shit, what am I watching? And I was like, you watched this last year with me, don't forget. But bless their hearts. But she, as I were still on the edge of our seats in that final couple of minutes. But I'm going LP. I'm going, you got to bring that swagger. I hope he still does a little bit of ring rust or blames jet lag, you know, kind of like he did with the Super J Cup.
Yeah,
does a little bit of that until he pulls it into that full gear. Cannot wait. But LP, I'm hoping, surprisingly, picking up the victory.
I want him to win, but I'm going to go Hiromu just for the sake of picking.
I've seen Hiromu and Ishimori a few times in the last, you know, couple of years, more than a few times. So that's why, again, I'm looking for something a little bit different to entice night two, because we know what they do, but I want to see LP taking on the new and improved Bone Soldier 3.0.
There's Master Wato on the pre-screen. He's looking at the wrong camera, I think, right there.
You know what's nice? For Christmas,
leave him alone.
Jordan's saying, leave him alone.
Is that Jordan's Cyberpunk 2077 character? Is it Master Wato?
Cyberpunk 2077 character, Master Wato.
He should be.
Since
yours is
Endo hair. Yeah. Yeah, I forgot I told you about that. Dun, 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 dun. That's Endo's theme song.
You should just have him carry around a big check with a bazooka.
That'd be tight as shit. And then I'll sit there and just want to eat hamburgers. That ripped-ass human being just eats hamburgers.
God, how baller is heel Jeff Cobb? Not even heel, just I'm going to take care of business. Like like he said in a recent interview, he's like, I'm tired of being the nice guy. It's gotten me nowhere. You know, I did really well in the G1, but still people talked about Shingo. I want to shut people up. I want them to know I'm for real. Like, I love the fire. I love this Empire group. The name is, but it's growing on me. I'm all about the Commonwealth. It's going to be a lot of fun, but I'm seeing the promo video for Shingo and Jeff Cobb night two. Man, that match could be that show stealer, like I keep saying for night two here. But
you're not wrong, the match.
We talked about with Hiromu and LP, definitely for starting things off as well.
Next match on the card, I'm kind of indifferent on. Like, I think it's got a chance to be good. But this is
heel
my
for heel.
Yeah, if I had to take one match off of this card, this is it.
Whoa.
Just because this tag division has just been so like meh.
Packers have been great keeping that division,
yeah,
you know, a little bit alive. G.O.D. coming back, haircuts and all.
I'm going into it with low expectations. Lowered expectations. Just because I assume then that way it'll be better. And then I'll be happy with it.
If it's 14 minutes and we get at least 7 G.O.D. Swear words where we can comprehend them, would you give it 3 3/4?
I want to hear, that's what I want to hear. Like, this guy just tried to run Jordan over in an ATV and rode into the wall and almost killed himself. I want to hear Tongaloa pick up Taichi, slap him on the back, and we're late night, right?
Yeah.
I want him to just turn around and go, fuck all that shit, and then power slam him. Like, that's what I want from my Tongaloa tonight, and then I'll be happy. Or a good old-fashioned, I hate the shit out of you. Like, one of those.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, and this is the thing. It's like, I don't want this to be like 26 minutes.
I just, and what's sad or scary is because you have with the longest match wrestlers just on a team alone, Taichi. It could become that, but I think this could be a slim 15-minute match, and I just don't want G.O.D. to win. I don't know why. What would that be, like Briscoe level 12-time, you know, champs there? But
that's a good question.
Like I'm saying, I'm like you, I'm impartial. This could be my coffee break, or hey, I gotta check on my taquitos type of action. But to be fair, what I read during the tag league and the Super Junior mashups we experienced a couple months ago is the tag league wasn't that bad. I heard a lot of good positives and more so than the negatives. But again, when you've seen a lot of the negatives for so long, it just kind of becomes passé.
Yeah. And that's the one thing, too, is it's just, I don't think there's anything bad about any of it. Girls of Destiny, 6 reigns and only have 9 defenses.
Bunch of Sasha Banks.
Yeah, that is the Sasha Banks team. Where's the Techers on here?
Have you finished Mandalorian or did you start it yet?
I haven't started it, no.
Yeah, I was about to say, after I said that first one, I was like, wait, he hasn't even started it.
What I plan on doing is just getting a day off when I think I'm going to watch it at the end of the month because,
Yeah, but you got to watch Cobra Kai.
Well, I'm going to watch Mandalorian before Cobra Kai. I just, the problem is once like July hits, I've watched nothing but wrestling every day of my life.
I know. It's insane. And I've been doing... I've watched a lot more wrestling this year. You have to give me credit, but I still have a lot of TV and movies that I definitely watch a little
more. No, but that's totally cool. Like, there's a lot of the shit that I watch to find out if it's worth it for you to even watch. Just because I'm a sponge.
You're taking the bullets for me. I appreciate that. Who is this Asian Don King, by the way, with this promo video with Okada?
So Jordan just asked me the same question, and I said, I have no idea who Asian Don King is.
Is he like the black guy who does the commercials in Minnesota for that video place?
Are you talking about Demetrius, who's the dude you like from Minneapolis on the commercials? The guy that was in my work.
Fancy Ray.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Is that the Japanese version?
No, but is he the Japanese version?
No, that's Don King, fool.
Demetrius goes, really, really like soft spoken. No, that's Don King, fool.
He did have a big cigar, too. Like, well, look at him. He's doing like the Kazuchika cow pose.
Man, I remember Fancy Ray came in and printed off business card or printed off like layouts for like stores and shit, and I was like, Fancy Ray's in here.
I bet he charged us $4,000 a month for towels.
Damn, Okada beat his ass.
That's what Don King did to Tyson.
Damn, well, Okada wouldn't take that. And I'm not saying you're not a smart man, Mr. Tyson.
I was going to say, yeah, don't
say. No, I didn't say, I didn't say shit that's going to put me in a predicament.
You saw what he did to Roy Jones.
I told Lance Archer that he was like fifth match of the year, and then Alex went and said it on the Twitter, and then I got called out for it. Like, he's going to beat my ass.
He dies, he dies.
Yeah, man. I got to watch my mouth. It gets me in trouble. Lance Archer, Carl Crotch.
Get your belly out, big man. Get
Carl
Crotch
called me fat. I'm gonna go Dangerous Techers to retain.
Oh, I would love that. I would totally love
that. Your thought?
No, I'm going Gorilla Destiny just because they've had three defenses.
This is their third defense.
But
probably one more than
correct. Correct. There was no but. It wasn't a but. The fact that you stated. My thing is now Suzuki Goon's not gonna break. That's been teased for like 2 years now. They wouldn't do it at Dash, right? This year?
No, I don't know what they're going to do. You know, that's the thing is the last 2 years of Dash has sucked. Like the 2019 Dash where we were, when I was at Corkin, nothing
mm-hmm.
happened. Like they gave us Okada and Tanahashi as a tag team in the main event and everyone's like, oh my God. And then it was just like Jay White and I don't remember who he tagged with in the match.
Damn.
Just,
what if Kota... What if Kota Umeda shows up at New Year's Dash?
That'd be tight as fuck. That's not
he calls out Okada. And he's like, I'm you from the past. And you're like, whoa. And then
I do have one prediction that I'm going to call out right here. Kenta is going to beat Kojima in our next contest, and Moxley's going to walk out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You think?
It's the most obvious thing in the world.
Is it? Because I haven't heard it. I've heard nobody talk about it.
Really? That's all I thought. When he lost the title, I was like, oh, he's going to quarantine to go to Japan. But then the pregnancy was announced around the same time, so maybe that have altered things. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised because I think it's obvious to set up a Night 2 match. Because I think he's going to come out after.
So if he does that, they got to do. Do they do it at Dash or they do it? Do they do it tomorrow?
I think they do it tomorrow. Not that you need to add a match because you're not going to do walk up tickets since it's just so restricted at the moment. You know, capping it at what 5,000, I want to say. They altered them both nights at.
But
depending on your Kurukin.
They're not even doing it at Korakuen. They're doing it at the Tokyo Dome City Hall or something
like
that.
The hell is that? Has it always been there?
No, it's never been there. It's usually at Korakuen.
So is it like the side venue of Madison Square Garden?
I don't know. It might. Like I don't remember ever seeing anything like that when we were there. That's why this one threw me for a loop. Last year they didn't do Korakuen because it was the Liger retirement. So I think they ran like Budokan because they knew they could sell like the 10,000 tickets. Without a problem. But I think that would make tomorrow's show a little more eventful.
Yes.
If that makes sense. Like, I would be more excited for tomorrow's show if I knew we were getting Moxley Kenta. And I said this to Duke earlier when he asked me what I thought about Moxley, if he's actually going to be there. Is I said, I kind of hope Kenta wins. Or, I mean, I kind of hope Moxley retains.
Mm-hmm.
Because then everyone's going to go, well, why the hell would he retain? He can't travel. This is stupid. But you get people to keep talking about it.
And if it's a way to mend the relationships, with, you know, if that forbidden door can open, and they are serious about New Japan getting an American TV deal, what better guy to have as your IWGP, you know, U.S. heavyweight champion, mm-hmm. North American style, than to have Jon Moxley, who was your All Elite, you know, wrestling heavyweight champion?
That's why I think there's a lot more to this. I think that the big picture is, and this is, you proposed this question to me a few weeks ago when Harold Mage got outed, if this does anything. And I said, yes, I think Harold Mage leaving could fix that problem, because I think the Bucks and Kenny and Cody had a problem with Mage and not Kidani. And we're already seeing the rumblings that tonight, tomorrow at Dash, a TV deal gets announced for the U.S. That's already a step right there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I think there's a lot more to it. I think we could see a Moxley sighting, and I almost hope he wins, because then that even more and more tells me that this door is fixed.
Ooh, they put a lot of people to the floor. But you said it's not the best view, correct? Because you were right in that right corner.
Yeah, we were. So we were to the right of the stage in the second section.
Okay.
Or third section over from the stage. So there's that initial one, then there's that break, and then there's the one, and then there's the break. And we'd be the one slightly right off camera, because we were almost looking at one of the, or the pole that's on the back right facing the stage. We were in between the two poles.
At least they're doing a better job masking it than like Dallas. Way to go, Access TV or whatever channel they were on. In a non-COVID world, and Tetsuya Naito.
Okay. Huh? I was saying they must have pulled everyone, like you said, out of the actual seating and put everyone on the ground.
And that's smart, even though they're way closer together. Way closer. In a non-COVID world, Tetsuya Naito as your double champion, does it do bigger numbers? Wrestle Kingdom 15 with him in Ibushi Night 1?
I don't know if it does bigger numbers, but I don't think it goes down a whole heck of a lot. Like, I think you still have a really big gate.
It'll still hover around 40,000 that first night, do you think?
Did they do 40 for total, or just 40 on night one?
40 on night one, then 32 for night two for the Naito championship match, which did drop quite a bit.
I think you definitely would break 30 on each.
Okay.
I really do. And see, that's a testament to me that it says that people were more excited for Okada Ibushi.
Yeah, then you had Hiromu's, you know, granted he had a few matches on the Road 2 show, but his first big show in over 18 months. You know, with Will Ospreay of all opponents.
And then obviously the Liger stuff helped.
Yeah, for sure.
But, no, and that's where it ultimately, like...
Shout out to Pro Wrestling Summit fan and subscriber, Chase Owens, making it to the ring.
Yeah. Oh, is he in the Rambo? Oh, it
Twitch.tv / a WrestleCast radio.
Yeah, shout out to this man. He was in the chat talking to us. I didn't even know who it was. Oh, they do have some...
Ishii.
Here comes Paulo Hiro Ishii.
Oh man, no, I can't say that name anymore.
It's okay. He didn't do nothing wrong. He's nice. Wasn't his fault.
It's Paul walking out of Office Depot. Final laptop.
He must have been mad because he didn't get one.
Oh no. Probably haven't gotten any in a while. Oh, well, that's...
Yeah, you got your bad inventory. Hiroshi Tanahashi...
Speaking of scary older dudes, Satoshi Kojima, he's gonna bring it to Kenta. I think it's going to be a good match.
I don't want to crap on Juice Robinson, but I'm almost glad it's Kojima over Juice.
Because what we saw from Kojima and Shingo to start off 2020 there in the first half there was a wonderful 12-minute beat your ass type of a matchup, and I think this is going to be about the same. Do we see the Kenta of Noah fame in this matchup against this wily veteran Cook?
I mean, I would like it to happen, but I don't think he can do it is the problem. Like, I think his body is always wanting to do it, but here's the thing about him. He's turned into a heel promo guy, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
He cares to guy now. He's so good at it. Look at this sequence by...
I think the time in the U.S. helped him evolve into that, into the hero scene.
What's that?
I said, do you think his time with the E kind of helped him turn into that and evolve in the pre-roll scene?
I mean, he might have learned a couple things, but he was always a douchebag when he was heel Kenta and Noah. I mean, he was so cool there. By the way, now that I'm all like hooked on this show, that opening sequence between these two guys was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a sound on, so I don't know why. I just fell over. Maybe he's doing the Seth Rollins from Survivor Series going, I'll sacrifice myself. Ah. Oh, he's leaving. So, yeah. He's going to go watch Pro Wrestling Summit.
Pardon me.
I think Kojima's definitely an upgrade. I'm way more excited to see him. Once again, nothing against Juice. But
yeah, no. But,
Kojima's so good.
Lots against Juice, but I'm very excited for Kojima, to be honest with you. Juice is lucky. He's fine. He's doing good.
Yeah, Juice is like, I'll just call Tony.
Minus the injury, of course, but... Shout
what
out
about
to Juliet.
Tanahashi, Great Okan.
Again, I keep thinking every time I look at these matches, wow, this could be a sleeper. This could be a sleeper. And honestly, Tanahashi, like you've been saying, you know, whether on the phone or on previous shows, you know, he's always the guy to you know, highlight that new up-and-comer. You know, he did it with Okada. Of course, he did it with Jay White. Now, the results probably weren't what both wrestlers were expecting, but I think they both came out on the other side pretty damn okay. Just with the switchblade there for a second, but you know, with the Great Okan too, I think it's great that, you know, he's saying, I'm going to take out the ace, I'm going to take you out, I'm going to become the new face of New Japan. So I think it's going to be a very interesting match. Of course, it's going to be a lot of working the leg on Okan's. We're going to hear a lot of screaming, but I'll be fine with that as long as it's a pretty damn good 14-minute banger. Because, you know, it's going to be a lot of wincing Tanahashi, that's for sure. But I think, of course, Great Okan is going to get that W.
Speaking of wincing, there's a lot of it going on right now. I don't know if you saw if it came into the Rambo.
Oh, yeah.
Chase Owens.
No selling.
Oh, this poor man.
Oh, God. Ishii just knocking his ass down.
That's great. You know, I think the beauty with Tanahashi and Okan, kind of like you said with the Jay White thing, is you do get to go either way. But I have a feeling Okan's going to win. I think he's beaten Tana.
Yeah, Tana has literally nothing to lose in the loss. I mean, it just builds him up. I don't think he's on that Eugene Nagata be kidding me aspect of his career.
You're fine as hell. The father, Blue Daddy. Oh, Blue Dandy. I'm going to say Blue Daddy. I'm sorry.
He's El Dandy?
He's Bret Hart, the U.S. opponent.
I think this could be a good match, and why have Great Okan lose? I mean, again,
yeah.
Tanahashi doesn't get anything with a W or an L or a draw. I think the whole point is to get the Great Okan over to where Wrestle Kingdom 16 comes along, and he's in one of those marquee matchups. Then truly, Hiroshi Tanahashi will be the winner.
Speaking of, what are they going to do with it? Semi-main Okada Ospreay. I think you got to go clean win Ospreay.
Yeah. Julia coming out to make the save after B. Priestley slaps Okada on the apron. And then we see Julia coming out. And then flexing and then backing off B Priestley to set up a mixed tag match that won't be on the dark. Momo Watanabe will take over Julia's spot in the two dark matches, and that will be the event for night two. No, but in all seriousness, yes, I think Will Ospreay is the guy to go over.
Yeah, I think. Excuse me. I think this match is in such a perfect spot too, because Ospreay could lose this match, and it doesn't hurt him. It's just like Okan. If you get beat in the semi-main event at Wrestle Kingdom to the greatest wrestler of the last decade, no harm, no foul.
Well, yeah, you know, look at Okada. He lost in main events, you know, back-to-back, and then he's doing it.
He left crying. Like, they love doing this kind of stuff when they put you in peril.
Yeah. And Ospreay's, he's still fine-tuning his character, which I think is, you know, he finally has figured it. He's at that 85% like douchebaggery level. You know, of course, we still love some Ospreay here. Two questions for you. Do we get another Chaos member exiting the coup, joining the Empire, and Robbie Eagles, thus making Okada lose, especially if B Priestley does not show up? Or do we see finally the return of the Rainmaker and essentially get that to a big pop at the Dome, even though they're supposed to be quiet?
You know, I think both could happen. And I love the first idea, but I just want, like, I want him to go over clean as a sheet. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to do it at New Year's Dash, do Okada, Show, and Robbie Eagles. Do Show, Eagles, and Okada against Ospreay, Okan, and Cobb. And then you can have Ospreay, or you can have Robbie Eagles turn and join them at Dash.
No, I want Show to turn on Eagles and Okada, and Show goes with the Empire.
Oh,
that would be even cooler. Is that an FTW cool shirt, Japanese style? Way to go, Goto.
Oh, God. Goto for the win. God, this dude puts himself over as much as Yoshitatsu. He has a Goto for the win shirt. He has G, and G1 is for Goto, even though he's never won one.
Oh,
you son of a... Oh, okay, never mind. I'm like a second behind. I thought he threw him out. I was pissed. And this
who's going? Oh, no, boo!
Oh, and Ari took them both out. That was cute. If you went to land so cute, Nagata, you might not have hurt yourself.
So late. Well, shout out to Chris Charlton, by the way. Plexiglassed up.
Are you listening to the English feed? Are you on the English feed, Alex?
Yes.
Okay, that's probably why you're ahead of me. I'm on the Japanese feed.
They're still fighting. I love it.
I just think
it's funny because it's the longest way to the back that they'll have all year. They're like, yeah, let's just keep doing it. Let's
they have
to
come out like the worst possible side, like they're jobbers. Like
do you think
they
get a martini? They get in their suits because you know that's what the vets do in Japan. You get their watches, their hats, sock game on point. Sip some martinis and just watch the rest of the event in the back? Or do you think they just dip out?
A little comedy. Before we check main event, I'm not sure if they had a question at all. 580, did you have a question at all, or were you just listening?
Hey, how big's your penis?
Nice. Okay, cool. that's that. Tetsuya Naito. Oh, support music. You deal on it, right? Tetsuya Naito, Kota Ibushi. Ibushi's got to win, right?
Only if he breaks Naito's neck again.
Well, seriously, if Naito wins, I don't ever want to see Ibushi get a title shot again. I don't. He does not deserve it. 2 years in a row, he wins the G1, and he can't get the job done. He also can't even hold on to the briefcase this year. Why should I believe he should be winning a G1 again?
Because he's signed the contract finally.
So
like you said,
win.
You got to make him try to earn it, even though everything you just said literally made him earn a championship. But still, it's fallen through.
Like he
Jesus.
He lost the rights, and then he's still getting a shot anyway because they needed to book something. You know.
Yeah, that's that WWE style. Maybe they were getting ready for that TV deal. They said, your best Vince McMahon impression, and that's what they did.
I think Ibushi's got to get this victory.
You know, just so he can get a win against Jay White?
I think he's going to beat Naito, and he's going to beat Jay White.
And then it's the ultimate crowning?
Yeah. I mean,
and then we get Kenny Omega, Kota Ibushi, Wrestle Kingdom 16. Is that what you're saying?
Ooh.
Or at like
champ versus champs. I
like his gear. Are they doing a double or nothing?
But no, DDT ring at Summer Games or whatever the hell they call it.
God,
wait, that's your show.
That's
at Summer Water Splash Park.
Here you go, Ultimate Party. Champion versus champion versus champion. Kota Ibushi, Kenny Omega, Tetsuya Naito, or Tetsuya Endo. Book it.
In a fireworks match on a car.
Jeff just goes Endo for the win. Didn't even have to think about it. This non-slot Endo for the win. I thought the porn guy came out.
He did.
Oh, he's already thrown out. I'm missing this.
This is so weird. I don't mind seeing Yoshihashi, what the hell is wrong?
I like that he took his time in favor of not falling and slamming his head off the ring apron like last time he ran to a ring.
I mean, I'm not angry seeing Hashi. I'm okay, let's see what you could do this year. As he had a phenomenal, for Yoshihashi standards, phenomenal 2020.
He had a hell of a run after that New Japan Cup. Like, even his G1 wasn't bad. I mean, he was in a bad block, but it wasn't a bad run.
Yeah. And that was after having an embarrassing New Japan Cup, even though his matches were solid, but it was just when he took that ball, it was pretty bad.
How come the Chaos guys are still wearing their T-shirts?
What's that?
How come the Chaos members are still shirted up?
Ooh. That's a good question. Are they truly the heels?
Who cares?
They want to sell merch.
I was about to say they got the big Wrestle Kingdom sale over at ProWrestlingTees.com, but go / WrestleCast 20% off starting tomorrow, noon Central Standard Time.
So who you got in the main? Who you taking, man?
An explosion. No, honestly, I'm not looking forward. I mean, I'm looking forward to the match because Naito has looked rejuvenated in the latter half since he got the titles back, Tetsuya 2 belt. But I mean, Ibushi, it's getting a little, you know, seeing him that much in the G1, especially him kind of mounting that crazy comeback later in the standings to finally win the G1 back-to-back. But I don't know. Like I said, this isn't as thrilling as an Okada Ibushi last year, or even the Okada Naito 3 match. For this one, I don't want to see Naito Jay White either. Depending on what they want to do, I think Jay White is leaving the Dome night 2 as double champion. But I think Ibushi is going to get the W soon. Kind of go back on everything they did in the last 4 months, or at least after the G1.
Isn't it weird that, like, you know, we kind of teeter between night 2 being that good of a card, but this is the first time, you know, since the Okada era, you could call it, where the main event of Wrestle Kingdom is kind of it's kind of overshadowed.
It's like I've seen it because their battles are so intense, where something usually awry happens and it just makes me cringe. Heck, I remember their Dominion match that we watched, that we tried to Twitch that first time. That was echoey as echoes. And that was the infamous mech spot. And we're just like, ooh, like,
yeah.
Should we be? And then the internet went ablaze on it. And speaking of necks, I'm not making it to the...
Because Dikembe Mutombo.
Whoa.
If he wins, and they go, "What do you think you got a chance to win tomorrow?" He's gonna go, "I don't know if I win with that, but he's got like a damn voice, known to mankind." You know when he does commentary, he's like, "Ah, Honma Tomoaki."
Got it.
Like death metal. By the way, this is way off topic. I don't mean to get sidetracked, but I don't know if you're gonna have you got around to watching that tag shuffle, or are you gonna?
No, not yet. I tried watching a little bit of it at work, but then I got too busy.
So, this won't give anything away too much, because I'm sure you, if you had to look at the four matches, I'm sure you know who's gonna win the four matches to get to the final four. So Sasaki comes out with Endo's jacket on, and Endo's wearing Sasaki's giant robe. It looks like a kid in his dad's like bathrobe, and Sasaki's waving the damnation flag or like wooden sign in the air and shit. And then Endo takes off the robe and politely folds it all up and hands it to the stagehand. And then Sasaki starts screaming because he can't get Endo's jacket off because his arms are too big. And the whole thing doing it just so you think of that. Oh, they're gonna be friends. Oh, you bastard! He turned on him. It goes back to what I've said when I argue Okada with other people about being the best wrestler of the decade. This is the first time Okada really doesn't have anything to do with the main event, and it's not an impact.
He's not even on night two.
Mm-hmm. It just shows like what. Okada is the guy. Like this is the evidence that he is that special of a wrestler.
It's like that the John Cena syndrome, where you know people complain he's always main eventing, he's always main eventing,
so,
and when he's gone, you're just like, wait, what's wrong? What's something's different? It's
you're
like you're so accustomed to that, and you always know you get something good. You know,
yeah.
Especially with Okada, that's the thing. It's you know big match Kazuchika, but you know it's. I totally feel it. It feels different.
Okada actually is the main event tonight, in my opinion.
You think so?
Like, if I want to be at the point where I'm stupid, like, not hammered, but just drunk enough where anything in wrestling is the greatest thing ever, and I want it to be at that point when it's Okada Osprey.
Whoa, you're going to tap, huh?
Like, and then I mean, I'm still at the end of it, but I want to have my high point of excitement for that match.
Yeah.
It's going to be the best match. Like, I mean, look, I can already tell you flat out that my match of the year so far is going to get moved out of the top spot when Hiromu and Phantasmo take off. But I think that's going to get beat when Okada and Ospreay get in there, too.
But man.
If you want to say Wrestle Kingdom weekend for what's going on right now, if I were to say to you that Naito and Ibushi is my number four match of the year behind the Astronauts versus Iwamoto and Hidaka, I wouldn't be shocked.
I'm surprised you're going to give it that high of a mark or high of a spot.
It's going to be great, but it's just the problem is it's like how many times have we seen it? And I just don't.
That's the thing, though. I thought we've seen it plenty of times, but then I found out they only wrestled like four, maybe five times in the last like 4 years.
And I think part of I really think the thing that hurts it the most for me is how they basically just shit on the briefcase or the G1.
Correct.
Like,
yeah, the way G1 they did everything.
And then
wasn't very
you just randomly walk down to the ring and say, well, I lost, but I still want a shot. And they're like, okay.
Well, yeah,
but
he was like,
you
lost it, but I respect you, and I want to beat you since you originally earned it. So, yeah, you're right. It doesn't make any sense. It's westernized booking right there.
Yeah, tough shit. Get to the back of the line. You got cheated. That just goes, In his defense, Jay White put his feet on the ropes. Got you. Fuck that trick.
He got cheated.
He got cheated. That sucks. That sucks.
He deserves a shot at the title.
He's had his shot at the title last year.
He's gonna get another one. That
just wanted to get punched in the neck over there.
Another one.
Oh, Chase Owens!
Get the fuck out of here. You've got
Jordan hates Chase Owens. He says he is fat as hell. He's not lazy. Don't say that about Pro Wrestling Summit Twitch fan, okay? He follows Summit. Leave him alone. Oh, here comes Dookie. Whoa, that guy got scared. This, yeah.
What is
a Dookie?
That's
Dookie. Oh, Dookie. I might have to take
a Dookie.
He's going to be one of the final four. Is that the guy that
beat Wato in his debut? Yeah, he beat
Wato in his debut. Who? No, Wato's wrestling night two. He won't be in there. Wato will start walking down the wrong hallway. Because it's not the ramp. They're like, Wato, over here. We of the Grandmaster. So I'm gonna try to get the Twitch thing tomorrow so we can actually do results.
How many people are in this Rambo?
I think it's every person on the roster that's not booked.
So this is everyone, right? Minus like your Young Lions now.
Yeah, I haven't seen the Young Lions yet.
And is it the last four?
We haven't seen Yano.
Is in the match tomorrow, or how does this work?
We haven't seen Yano or Fale.
Thank God. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
he didn't even get up, so he's like,
yeah,
oh,
so
murder.
So what happens when there's four left, it'll just go to them. Oh, Doki. Oh, he got DQ'd in a battle royal. If Sean Waltman was here, he'd go, you're never going to have me back on the panel, but how do you get DQ'd in a Rumble? Remember when he was in the watch along on WWE Network and that Hell in a Cell? He's like, what the hell is this? How do you get DQ'd in a Hell in a Cell?
Oh, yes. Oh, my God.
Man, those new tracks.
If we had to make a perfect eight-match just one night Wrestle Kingdom instead of spreading it into two.
So you
what
want to
would you have?
These matches?
Huh?
Are you saying
eight
take
matches out of the two?
Okay, so do we have two title matches?
I think we do. We just make it a triple threat.
Okay, triple threat. That's one. I think the Okada match stays. I think Tana stays. You got to keep Cobb and Shingo, right? That's four.
Oh.
Kenta Kojima.
Hiromu, Phantasmo, and do we do a three-way for the IWGP Junior?
We would never do it, but why not?
We've seen it before. What, two years ago we had it?
Something like that, 2-3 years ago when it was at four-way. Dragon Lee, Ospreay, Skrull, and Hiromu. So that's six. Do you throw the two tag title matches in there and call it a day?
Do you do Sonata? I already know your answer.
Yeah, I was just saying, if you want me to really answer that, I can't. So you have the 2-3 ways. You have Shingo Cobb, Junior Tag, Heavy Tag, Kenta Kojima, Ospreay, Okada, and Tanahashi and Okan. There's my eight.
Perfect. Four and a half hours. Everyone would have been happy.
I'll take it. Yeah, I'd rather have the Rambo than Sonata Evil.
I mean, this hasn't been bad. I mean, strikes back and forth.
No, and I apologize. I've given some horrific radio because I'm too busy watching than talking. Just because I'm like, oh, I'm all into it. That's not like tomorrow. I think it'll be easier because the dark matches won't be shown. And, I know, because they won't still start them. But then
why wouldn't you want to show? I mean, it's just silly on their part.
It doesn't make any sense to me why they those Stardom matches, and it'll take like a month before they put them on Stardom World too.
And do you think Stardom might kind of squeeze into that North American TV deal as we announced earlier on the show here? Meltzer and a few other sources are saying that New Japan Wrestling is very close to a an American TV deal here. We could find out as soon as in the next couple of days during the Wrestle Kingdom Nights 1 and 2 and or New Year's Dash. Do you think Stardom could be possibly a part of that deal there?
Part of the deal, but I do think if that door is open like we think with Moxie showing up here in the next hour or two, whenever that match happens, mm-hmm. I think we could see them in AEW.
What if Moxley looks at the camera after, you know, he shows up? He's like, and I'll see you on GTV, Kenta.
Hey, you're going to go to TBS, right? I because you already had B Priestley, you had Jamie Hayter, you had Riho, you already had people that were in there. So they have something kind of with Tokyo Joshi Pro and Stardom, but if they could exclusively get Stardom in there, you know, I could see them just going that route. But then again, they have the DDT and Tokyo Joshi Pro affiliate too, so I think it just works for everything. But let me check something real quick here, Alex.
Tiger Mask.
929, do you have a question or were you just listening?
Yeah, once I was able to give El Phantasmo analingus, and let me tell you, that guy has the nicest fucking asshole I've ever tasted in my life. He was just the nicest guy too, and it's really cool to see him wrestling over there in Japan.
Was it syrupy? No maple syrup action. No.
Nothing. No. It was plain.
Okay, appreciate it. Thanks for the call, 929.
Yeah, but they consider maple syrup clean. It's like
England,
second form of water there.
He's from England.
Crazy bloke.
I thought he was from England. I couldn't do it. We got Tiger Mask going up
here. Lingus. What's up with everyone just eating ass in the last 5 years?
I don't know, man. You get COVID.
I wouldn't suggest it ever. But I mean, as the daredevil there, have you ever ventured into the ass territory?
I'm not going to ask him that.
You're not? What about you? You're always swirling
that's
dip.
Not my thing. I don't do that at all.
You better not be anything stupid.
Ready for war. I thought it said Randy Footwear. And so somebody, this is the response that Foley's got.
Yeah. Here comes Foley Dojo. Sponsor.
Randy Footwear is in the same strip mall as Mannion.
Randy Footwear, that's the like a much rate for people who have foot fetishes.
Oh yuck! John said Randy Footwear is like the store for like people who have foot fetishes, like lingerie for feet. Don't make you random, baby.
So since I'm not there, who's going to fall asleep first?
Demetrius.
Whoa.
I think Alex said since he's not here, who's going to be the first to fall asleep? But I said Demetrius.
I'm straight.
He said it's going to be me. I'm not gonna fight him on that because it might be me.
Whoa. From all that anal lingus?
No!
No!
Oh, I haven't seen it yet, so I don't know what happened. Oh. Now I know what happened. All right, I'm going to end this with you because you're ahead of me, and I'm getting spoiled on all this stuff.
Man, I can't give a shit about this match anymore.
So tomorrow we'll come back with a review of night one. We'll preview night two, and I think based on the fallout of it, we should kind of give some thoughts about what could happen at Dash and just where we might be going next on this 2021 year of New Japan.
Yeah. And I might watch some All Japan, so tune in, Marks and Marquettes. Don't forget, starting at noon at Central Standard Time here today, January 4th, I believe, all the way to January 9th. Until noon, go to prowrestlingtees.com/WrestleCast with a T. 20% off all our WrestleCast Radio and Pro Wrestling Summit t-shirts. 8 different options that you could choose from. So just from a 20 all the way down to 60. Plus, of course, you can get all your favorites. New Japan Pro Wrestling, AEW, All Japan, Dragon... No, Dragon Gate. They have a Mad Blanky shirt on there. ADT, and all of your favorites, Independence, and of course, the John Huber, a.k.a. Mr. Lee. Of course, the discount does not apply on those shirts, but it will definitely help a wonderful cause there, the Huber family, with fortunate passing again of Mr. Brody Lee. Also, don't forget Friday nights on the Summit. Go to twitch.tv/WrestleCastRadio. Hopefully, you also find us there tomorrow night as, again, we review night one of Wrestle Kingdom 15 and preview night two. Maybe we won't watch night two. I find out, maybe, but hopefully night one will keep us intrigued. Also, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at WrestleCast_SSM. We'll be doing some tweeting. Who knows? I got my new Penny Omega coffee cup I got for Christmas, so I'll probably be drinking some coffee here within about 2 hours. Ryan, what else do you got, sir?
Just keep your eyes peeled on the Twitch and the Facebook. Alex does a really good job posting descriptions and keeping everyone informed on their social media much better than I do, as you can tell on my horrific description for the show I made tonight. That's why I leave it up to him. He's way better than I am at this. But keep tabs on it. If we get the Twitch going, we will get it announced so you guys can come watch us on Twitch as well. Alex, you are off tomorrow from work, did you say?
Yep. Don't come back till Wednesday nights.
So at some point during the day, Cindy's in school from 11:55 to 12:25. In that time, we should sit down and see if we can get everything working on the Twitch. And if we can, then we can give ourselves a good 10-hour window to promote it.
If I'm not sleeping, yes. What time? 11:55 to 12:25?
2:25.
Okay. I was really confused. I was like, I know the school is literally, it's like me. We live across the street from the school, thankfully. But I was just like, good God, that's like the quickest day ever.
He goes there for 10 minutes, I will pick his ass up. So we'll definitely be back tomorrow on the blog talk for everybody with the review and a preview. So it'll be probably about a 2-hour show. This preview took about an hour. So we'll be a little bit ahead of time. We got to figure out our time since there isn't dark matches. We could go a little bit later, but we'll make it work. We'll catch up with tomorrow. Alex, as always, enjoy Wrestle Kingdom, my friend. We out.
Cheers.
Yeah, this is tight.